either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeena istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqra' bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min 'alaq. Iqra' wa rabbukal akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam. علم الانسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, in our session tonight we continue with our topic, understanding wahi, the importance of revelation, understanding the concept of revelation. For us to understand revelation, one very important question needs to be answered also. Why were the prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose these messengers, the prophets of Allah? What is the hikmat and what is the wisdom? To answer this very important question, scholars have mentioned that generally, insan, human beings, even in how Allah has created us physically, we are limited. We are very, very weak. Very weak. So for an example, Allah has given us the eyes. With the eyes we can see. But if something that is extremely bright, that is flashed to the eyes, it can even damage your eyes. To see directly towards the sunlight, for an example. Ultraviolet radiation and things like that, you'll see. In fact, even when you're driving, if you are going to have your hazard lights on, the person that is in front of you will flash you that you've got your hazard lights on. So even that light, that full beam, can disturb you. So your eyes have a limitation. Your ears have a limitation. The ears, alhamdulillah, we can hear, but something that is extremely loud and you put it very, very close to the ears, it will damage your eardrums. In fact, this is one method of torturing people. So insan is limited. When it comes to his strength, his ability, how much can insan lift the weight? So people who are working, they tell you that the men folks should not lift something that is more than 25 kg. And a lady only 17 kg. Ladies, 17. The men folks, 25. You shouldn't if you're working. But of course those that are power lifters and those that do weight lifting, I think, what is the record? 250, 265 kilograms all the way on top, your weights. But insan is limited also in carrying weights. How much can he lift up? So everything about insan is limited. Now for someone to carry and be the carrier of revelation, to carry the weight of revelation, carry the weight of wahi, it is not possible. For an ordinary individual to carry the weight of revelation, it is not possible. Subhanallah. It is very, very difficult. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. So special bodies Allah selected. And these messengers, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, were given this extraordinary strength, extraordinary power. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before revelation, he spent a lot of time in Ghare Hira, the mountain of Hira. Why? Subhanallah. To re-energize and to get to that level, spiritually, to be boosted up to that level, that very soon now, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have to carry that weight, which is extremely heavy, very, very heavy. And so, mashallah, in Ghare Hira, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was a form of training for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the messengers and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya, were chosen. Not every man can say that, okay, you know what, I have revelation that comes to me, subhanallah. It's not possible. It is only Allah who does this selection. Allah is the one who chooses. That is why physically the messengers are very, very strong. Just to give you an example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had slapped Malakul Maut. What did he do? Because Malakul Maut came in the form of a human being, all of a sudden in his house, not realizing, and Musa alayhi salam just hit him like that. And in doing so, there was injury to the eye. What was there? Malakul Maut, for the first time in his life, was injured by a Nabi. This tells you the strength of a Nabi, because they are the carriers of revelation. Very, very strong people. We see this Musa alayhi salam, Qibti, a man in Egypt who was fighting. Now Musa alayhi salam went to him, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam again pushed him. By pushing him, he fell down and he died. Allah. How is this? You don't expect somebody to die when you push somebody. But the strength of a Nabi. These were people, Taurat was revealed to him. Very, very strong people. And it is amazing also, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made this request to Allah Pak, Bari Ta'ala, I want to see you. What did he say? I want to see you. In Jannah, there's still too much time. My desire is, my love for you is such, I want to see you, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, you can't see me in this dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give him tasalli, some hope. And so Allah said to him, okay, look in this direction where the mountain of Tur is on one side. And some of the mufassireen have mentioned that Allah showed his tajalli. Allah showed his tajalli. His divine self-manifestation. What is tajalli? The divine self-manifestation. And that tajalli was to the size of the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle. That's it. Only that much. Nothing more than that. Bas itni. The eye of a needle. That you put the thread inside that needle. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam fell down unconscious. Allahu Akbar. Kharra Musa sa'iqa. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam fell unconscious. Despite the fact that he was a Nabi. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would choose individuals. And they are human beings, but to a degree their physical bodies are also modified. What is it? So that they can take and bear the revelation that is revealed to them from the heavens, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now from the revelation, remember that the Quran is very different. The Quran is very, very different. Why is the Quran different? Because the Quran is the kalam of Allah, the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why also, my respected brothers and elders, the strength of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama have mentioned in the Shama'il, it is mentioned that it is immeasurable. You cannot actually find or understand the strength that is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because he was aware of that, so when you read the books of history, tarikh and seerah, you will never see that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forcefully himself went out as such, and that he killed this person, he killed this person, he killed this person, he killed this person. That was not the case. Why? Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the title of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, that he is an embodiment of mercy, number one. And number two, he was aware of the fact that he was so strong and so powerful that he did not even need 313 mujahideen in the battle of Badr. There was no need. There was no need for 313. There was no need for Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in to be with him in the battle of Uhud. His strength was such that he himself was enough. Some have even estimated that his strength was equivalent to 4,000 men. How many? 4,000 men. And Allah's Nabi, recently they gave us pictures of the black hole. What did they do? They gave us pictures of the black hole. But subhanallah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyesight was such that he could see the furthest star. Whilst in Makkah Mukarrama, he could see the furthest star. Subhanallah al-Azim. So, extraordinary physique, extraordinary strength, everything about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very miraculous. Very, very miraculous. Subhanallah al-Azim. He was very, very strong. That is why at times this display of strength has been recorded in the books of tarikh. Rukana, who was the most famous wrestler in Arabia. Rukana was the most famous wrestler in Arabia. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam challenged him. With a condition. Allah's Nabi challenged him with a condition. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Rukana, what will convince you that I am the Nabi of Allah? So obviously he knew that he is a very strong man, a strong wrestler. So he says, if you can fight me, and if I was to be thrown by you on the floor, on the ground, I will know that you are the Nabi of Allah. I will accept it. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khair. Ulama have mentioned that it was like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just touched him with one finger and he fell to the floor, to the ground. Just a nudge like that and he went down. And he was saying, I'm not ready. And it happened three times. So he knew this force, this strength, this incredible strength that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for Rukana to be in this condition. And it was only this man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that could take the weight of the kalam of Allah, the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such is the weight that in the Quran it is mentioned, Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ard. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said to the heavens and the mountains and the earth that can you lift this? Can you lift this? As in the weight of wahi, revelation. Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ard wal-jibal and the mountains. How strong are the mountains? فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا And the Quran says, all of them said, Bari Ta'ala, this is not for us. This is not for us. To lift the weight of your glorious speech, we cannot do this. And this strength was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the kalam of Allah in its nature is very, very heavy. Very heavy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeela. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very soon we will reveal upon you. We will reveal upon you a kalam, a speech that is very, very heavy. Thaqeel means extremely heavy. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually prepared for this. And so we see this in the examples of the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he would be on a camel. And the Bukhti camel of Arabia are well known for its weight. They can weigh up to 1,000 kilos. How many? 1,000 kilograms. Very heavy. And a camel around 400, 500 kilos anyway. A very, very strong animal. Just to do dhabah of a camel, you have to have a lot of experience. Subhanallah. You can't do dhabah of a camel. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sitting on a camel, 500 kilos. And when revelation would come, this entire camel would fall to the ground. And Sahaba Kiram Ajma'in would know that it is wahi revelation that is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajib. And the condition of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that on a very, very cold day, a very cold day, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perspire. In one narration it comes, Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala an says that my thighs were under the legs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in I had the opportunity to touch my Nabi, so I was sitting in that position. But I was sitting in that position wahi came down. And Hazrat Zaid said that it was like as if something was grinding my body. As if something was grinding my entire body. That was the difficulty that I was facing. So it was very, very difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we need to understand the logic why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the messengers. Subhanallah. Even today, if somebody is an electrician, he'll know something that is very high voltage. And if it cannot bear, that machine cannot take it, you know, it can burn that entire item, whatever that machine is. So it was Rasulullah, it was Musa alayhi salam, it was Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. These were the people that were selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide humanity and explain to them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us via revelation, explained to us by the Nabi of the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. Now, the method of wahi. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ulama have mentioned that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the mountain of Hira. Now, remember one thing before we go forward, that I did say in the beginning that sometimes one format of revelation was via dreams. What was it? Via dreams. That one type of revelation is also that Allah's Nabi would see a dream, and then, and that during the day, this was a hukam, an order by Allah. So this was also a form of a command. Remember, all of the verses of the Quran that were revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam were revealed to him when he was completely awake. When he was completely awake. Not a single ayat of the Quran was revealed to him in a dream format. Quran was never revealed in a dream format. Always in the method of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that was coming, and he would read, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read thereafter. And so now what happens is that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, subhanallah, where the cave is, Ghare Hira. And so Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, Iqra, Iqra. Now, when he said Iqra, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma ana biqari'in. I can't read. Now, why did he say, I can't read? In one narration, it is mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did is that he brought down the wahi, and the command of Iqra was on a piece of material, on a piece of very beautiful material. And so when this was shown to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Ma ana biqari'in. This is one narration. And the second narration, which is the opinion of all of the scholars, that no, it was not on a piece of material, but Allah's Nabi was told to read Iqra, and he said, Ma ana biqari'in, I can't read. The reason for that this was an extraordinary experience for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This elation, this awe of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he has never experienced this, and he found it very, very difficult just all of a sudden to see Jibreel, and for Jibreel to say Iqra and for him to read. The first time it is extremely difficult. And so what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did, فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَتَّنِي. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Jibreel came to me, he embraced me, hugged me like we do mu'anaka like that. And it was very, very tight, فَغَتَّنِي, very tight. And he did this for the first time, and then for the second time he said to me, Iqra. Again I said to him, Ma ana biqari'in, I can't read. Again, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam hugged me, embraced me, فَأَخَذَنِي, فَغَتَّنِي, and did mu'anaka very, very tightly. This was the second time. Second time he said to me, Iqra, I said, Ma ana biqari'in. And then the third time he said to me, Iqra. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I started reciting the wahi, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah al-azim, there's no Quran here. Can I just have one copy of the Quran? Quickly, please. And so, the first five verses of the Quran, Jazakallah, the first five verses of the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so although we start the Quran from Surah Fatiha, but in terms of revelation, it is not the first revelation. The first revelation is the first five ayats. Can you see this? Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbukal akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Allama al insana ma lam يعلم. Now this was the first experience of wahi and the first encounter with Jibreel Amin when he came. So the verses were read from Iqra until Malam Ya'lam. And so the third time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam read all of the verses of the Quran. This was the first experience of revelation. And it was very different to the revelation that was given to Musa alayhi salam. It was very different to the revelation that was given to Isa alayhi salam, because the only kalam of Allah is the Quran. The glorious speech, the Quran, is the only kalam of Allah. Other than that, nothing is the kalam of Allah. This is the only kalam of Allah, so it was very, very different. So the first five verses were revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why also, my respected brothers, the ulama have mentioned that in the world, physical strength and tough people are actually those who have wahi inside them, who have the Quran inside them, mentally also and physically also. That is why I say, and some people, you know, sometimes they say that perhaps it's not right to say that, but I will say this, that Muslims are very, very strong. What are they? Muslims are very, very strong. When it comes to physical strength, one-to-one, in any format, you will find that they are very, very strong. Why? It all goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the carrier of something which is very, very heavy. And for that, he was very, very strong. And from there, revelation was given, Quran. And so also the people who have wahi are very, very strong people. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given basharat to the people of Iman, that one of you is equivalent to so and so many people. This is in the Quran. That one of you is equivalent to how many people? So and so many people. It is in the Quran. Subhanallah al-Azim. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this wahi came down, the revelation came down, now what happens, my respected brothers and elders? Subhanallah. He comes down from the mountain of Hira straight away. And the first person he confides to, the first person he confides to is who? Wife. To who? Wife. Who? Wife. The ulama have mentioned, from this we learn, it is very, very important for a man to select the right wife. What is it? To select the right wife. A wife that is trustworthy, a wife that is intelligent, and a wife, subhanallah al-azim, that will understand you, because her stomach and her body is used for your children. For your children to come in this dunya. And the mother is the first madrasa. The mother is the first madrasa. I always say to my young friends that are here, the shaitan traps them. What does shaitan do? Traps them. So they are only 14, 15, now they start chatting. They start chatting with a girl. Now this girl, you don't even know who this is, and you become very, shaitan makes them become very serious. Very, very serious. Now this person becomes a Romeo, and he says, this is my first love. This is my, is not your first love. It is your first chappal. It is your first chappal, that this will be the first slippers you will get slapped by. There are so many fishes in the ocean. You could have waited. You could have been qualified. You could have, but shaitan does not allow him to qualify. Shaitan does not allow him to become hafiz of the Quran. Shaitan does not allow him to become alim. Shaitan does not allow him to become a professional man in college, university. Already, as he is studying further studies, shaitan puts women in front of him. Now, he can't concentrate.
So now whether that lady is the right lady, whether that lady is not the right lady, nobody knows. Bichara, the parents will tell him, by what are you doing? But that person is completely blinded. And then what happens? If they get married, then the true colors come out. What is it? The true colors come out. That is why there are more talaq, divorces given now than in the time of our forefathers, when our grandparents would marry women without even looking at them. They did not even look at the women, they got married, but you see, mashallah, first class children, strong children. Mother was looking after. Looking after the whole khandan, everybody would eat from one pot. Strong children. So why? That is the beauty of studying the seerah. The seerah is teaching us everything. The life of Rasulullah is teaching us. And look at the words that Allah inspired in the heart of Khadija. Subhanallah, these words are very important for us to understand. So when he came, he could confide into the wife. Halaki Hazrat Abu Bakr was there, great people were there, but he chose not to. This is a lesson for our mothers and sisters, that your relationship with your husband should be such trusting, trustworthy, understand him, mashallah. And you get women like that, very nice women, mashallah. And so he came running to her, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي يَا خَدِيجَةَ لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي يَا خَدِيجَةَ Oh Khadija, oh, today it's like as if I'm scared I might die. I am scared I might, ala nafsi, laqad khashit, that I am scared death might come to me. Death might come to me. You know. And what did she say? Aha, subhanallah. Allah kare ke we have an opportunity to see our mother, Amma Khadija in Jannah, inshallah. You know, we want to see this beautiful, fantastic, subhanallah, amazing women that were around Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaisi aurte thi. And what does she say? Look at the words. As he says, لَقَدْ خَشِيتْ, immediately she says, كَلَّا. Look at the words. Allahu Akbar. Tasalli, comfort. Never ever. What is she saying? كَلَّا, never. And then she says, look at the confidence she is giving to a Nabi. Look at this woman. Subhanallah. This, our women need to learn from Bibi Khadija. She says, Kalla, never. And to take him out from that condition, quickly she is saying, Abshir, Abshir. In fact, I think these are glad tidings for you. Wow, wow, wow. In fact, I think these are glad tidings for you. Now, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the proposal of Khadija, because he knew she was very, very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. And he knew the second wife also, that comes with Sauda thereafter, she was very intelligent. Sauda and Hazrat Aisha, all women very intelligent. But Hazrat Khadija was very intelligent. He knew that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that, and he accepted the nikah of this great lady. And this lady was intelligent. Why? Because ulama say, even before she got married, she knew that my cousin Waraka ibn Nawfal, who is the master of the scriptures, had told me that very soon the signs are that the last Nabi is going to come. The signs are the last Nabi is to come. So he had explained everything to her, and she said, that when I saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his character, that he was so truthful and how he was amazing, very different from other people, she said, I knew that he is going to be the Nabi of the time. Usually what happens, that a man will propose, but here Khadija is proposing, that I want to marry. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the nikah and the proposal of Bibi Khadija. Very, very talented lady. Now look at the words. These are inspiring words put in her heart by Allah. Look at that. Kalla abshir. In fact, these are glad tidings. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا. Now she is taking a qasam and she is saying, I am taking qasam in the name of Allah that never, it is never the case that Allah can put you in this difficult situation or humiliate you. Never. And then what did she say? Subhanallah. He says, you are the best of the best and Allah can never harm you. Why? Look at this. Listen to this. إِنَّكَ لَتَسَلِ الرَّحِيمِ. Why? Because you maintain sila rahmi, family ties. You maintain family ties. One. وَتَسْدُقُ الْحَدِيثِ. And Allah will never harm you because you maintain family ties. Number two, you speak the truth. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. And you lift the burdens of people. You lift the burdens of people. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. And you provide for those who are incapable of providing for themselves. You provide for them, those who can't work. And then, وَتَكْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And O Nabi of Allah, you get happy when mehman come and knock at your door. Today, when you say to the wife that, you know, I want mehman to come at the house, she says, ah, Evington Road se khana le lena. Now, my wife don't say that, eh? Don't think like that. I'm just saying. It is a shame that our young sisters and daughters, 16, 17 plus, they are now growing up 18, 19, 20. They get married and they can't even cook decent food for the husband. What a shame. What a shame. This is what you call laziness. Kya hai? Laziness. You can't cook food for your husband. And then your child is going to eat chicken, chips, this. All these chips you eat, bas. You can't cook fresh food for your family. Bibi Khadija did that. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Every sahabiya did this. If this is now a trend, Allah save us. Bichare mard log bahir jate hai khane ke liye. Kyun ghar mein rotiyan nahi milti hai? They can't find that. So the parents that are here, please, and my young sisters that are listening, don't take offense to what I'm saying. Learn how to cook. This is something very, very important. Allah's Nabi would bring mehman all the time. Ibrahim alayhi salam would bring mehman. In his entire life, he would never eat without guests. All his life, Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. And she said, O Nabi of Allah, you are a man who loves entertaining guests. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. وَتُعِينُ عَلَىٰ نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And O my Nabi, you are a person, if anybody is on hardship, any difficulty, you are there that you will put yourself in that difficulty to assist you. These are your qualities. Now, ulama have mentioned, why did Hazrat Khadija not say that you are a man who wakes up in the night and performs tahajjud? You are a man who performs salah. You are a man who is fasting all the time. You are a man who worships Allah in this way and that way. She did not mention anything about the worship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But she mentioned the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah inspired this in her heart. Ulama say that any man, any human being that has got these qualities, what is it? These qualities, Allah will never harm him in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter. Provided he's got iman. Provided he has got iman. Allah will not harm him in this world, in the grave, and also in the hereafter. Like how she said that Allah can never harm you. Sila rahmi. Maintaining ties with your family members. MashaAllah, brothers to be brothers, sisters to be sisters. Yes, I understand sometimes they are, you know, where a person needs to be taught a lesson. And in some circumstances, you can teach somebody a lesson by showing your anger. This is all acceptable. But generally what I'm saying, unnecessarily to break off complete ties, to hate and to say, you know, to go to the limits of saying, you know what, don't even come to my janaza. Things like that. This is unacceptable. Subhanallah. And to lift up the burdens for people. My respected brothers, today, the least we can do is lift up the burden of our parents. What is it? Bichare, the parents are working or whatever. And the children, what are they doing? Even when the children have that capacity that they can assist the parents, at least lift up the burdens. If you have a family member, your siblings, your brother, your sister or something, somebody or anybody. And if you feel that, mashallah, you know what, I can uplift them, I can uplift them, I can bring them up, mashallah, I have the capacity. And if you do this, subhanallah, Allah will uplift you. Allah will uplift you. I say qasam, my respected brothers, subhanallah, how can I pour my heart out to you? There is never a case that a person has given in the path of Allah and Allah does not return that to him in dunya in many folds. Many folds. Many folds. Maine to tahdees bin namat apni zindagi ka mushahada ye kiya. I've seen this in my life. In fact, whenever there was a need, sometimes you give it and you know within 1-2 days Allah is going to return this to you in many folds, and that is the case. Allahu Akbar. So we see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character that was explained to us by Bibi Khadijatul Kubra at the time of revelation when he came and he was saying, now zammiluni, 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 please give me the chadar, put this sheet around me, chadar. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi, and then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had wrapped himself with this sheet. Subhanallah, all around. And the verses of the Quran also speak of this incident. Ya ayyuhal muzammil and ya ayyuhal muddassir. Kum fa'anzir. And so this is how revelation came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, my respected brothers and elders, Allah is haq, Quran is haq, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq. When you are on your mobile phone and on YouTube, on your computer, don't listen to lectures that are going to put doubt in your heart about your iman. Don't listen. Don't listen. Don't even say, you know what, oh, you know what, I'm going to answer them this way, no way. Subhanallah. We don't need to do that. What is it? We are in the age of fitna. We must have complete acceptance and we must, alhamdulillah, believe, and our reliance is upon Allah. Let the world do whatever they want to do. We know Allah is haq, the Quran is haq, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq, revelation is haq, everything about Islam is haq. And so anything that is against Allah and His Rasul, turn your face away from it. That is what the Quran says, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When you see foolish people talking, when you see foolish people talking, and they are foolish when they are talking against your deen, you just turn away, salama, you just ignore them and walk away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله next session جمعة, it will be شب برات. So إن شاء الله brothers are requested to again take part in that program.